Welcome to the Bell and Sperling Show with...
No.
Go on.
With him, Martin Bell.
And with him, Johnny Sperling.
You see?
I'll get it right one week. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about this morning, aren't we, John?
We're going to talk about this morning, this evening.
That's right, we are.
Aren't we?
What has happened?
Oh, God. Well, because we're pre-recording it today, folks, because Martin Bell is in Prague as we speak. Hopefully with a West Ham victory, eh?
I sincerely hope so. Otherwise, this show's going to be really, really bad.
Yes.
As John said, I'm flying off to Prague just pre before the game, so we're doing the pre-recall for this.
Yes.
So we don't really know what's happened with Phil yet. We don't really know what's happened with Holly.
Well, we know what happened this morning. We're doing this on Monday evening, so this morning Holly gave that awful speech and threw Phil completely under the bus, and he's now he's underground.
Flattened. Also going to talk about Britain's Got Talent. What rubbish show.
Oh, God, what a load of rubbish.
And you're going to tell me some of the ones that were good and some of
the... Well, I didn't watch it all, but I saw the one who won it. Oh, and the Chinese bloke, he was brilliant.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stop it, will ya? Also, maybe talk a little bit about Harry, because Harry's suing everybody, but he doesn't turn up for his own court case.
He didn't turn up, did he, today? No.
He might turn up by the time I'm back from Prague. All coming up on the Bell and Sperling Show this evening. Stay with us. Got some good music for you as well.
Oh.
Can you tell what it is yet? So as we explained, this is a pre-recall tonight because we're doing this on Monday evening, 3 days before tonight.
3 days, yeah.
Because I'm off to Prague with the West Ham fans.
So really, if we were doing it on Thursday,
it's a day off the game.
If we were going to do it, this would be either a very, very happy show, or not a very nice.
Isn't it weird to somebody listening to this now?
Yeah, they all know. Yeah, they know the result. They know the result.
And at the moment we're talking, we don't know the result.
No. Are you excited?
I'm excited because I'm a rare person. Me and my son are a rare couple that have got tickets for the final.
We can't really talk about it because I tell you, this would be terrible, wouldn't it, if we're talking and you sound all excited about going and that you lost.
Yeah, but let's make out that we won, right? Because even my son says it's a tough call. We're playing Fiorentina.
Is it a tough call?
Yeah, Fiorentina, very good.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to tell you... I went and got on. I've gone and got two new West Ham shirts because we're going to have a sing song tomorrow. This is on the Tuesday.
What do you mean have a sing song?
I'm going to meet up with Tony Cotty and Tony Gow,
our
good old friends, and we're going to we're going to sing West Ham songs in the square.
Oh, brilliant!
In
are
Prague.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
So that's good.
Tony Gow going to be there.
Tony Gow's going to be there.
Oh,
but
that's nice.
Cotty loves a little bit of West Ham. Are massive everywhere they go.
Yeah. So well, our mate Paul Canning did the.
Paul's going to meet up with us as well.
Oh, is he?
He's going to meet up with us. Yep. Yep. We're all in the square together singing.
Oh, brilliant!
It still makes me laugh that people are listening to this now, thinking, this could have been terrible.
It's going to be shocking. Yeah. Right. Well, mind you, though, you're going to have a great time before.
It's going to be great.
So you
this is mad, though. We're friends with Stevie Harris from Iron Maiden,
the
rock band.
Yeah.
And this is how crazy it is.
Are you meeting up with him as well?
Well, no. This is how mad it is.
Because he's a big West Ham.
He's a massive West Ham fan. So in the West Ham shop, they sell Iron Maiden West Ham shirts. Okay.
Of course they do.
And our football kit, you know I play football for Iron Maiden.
I managed Iron Maiden team.
You did,
and you
the
played.
Manager. Yeah, without a doubt. So we was meant to play in Prague this week. So Iron Maiden were playing in Prague in the arena.
Oh, yeah.
All right, they had two concerts. So I messaged Steve Harris and said, Steve, can you get me a shirt? Because I don't really want to go and buy one.
No.
And he said, anyway, I was laying in bed and he phoned me 8 o'clock in the morning.
Did he?
Rockstar Steve. And went... Now, listen, he said, I can't go because we're playing in Norway.
Well, as in playing gigging.
They're on a world tour.
Yeah.
He said, we're playing to 18,000 that night. He said, but I'm trying to get the start of the show put back so I can watch the game.
Shut up.
I tell you.
Well, if anyone can, Steve can.
It's his band, isn't it? He yeah. owns Iron Maiden.
He does,
so
yeah.
he said, what I'm going to... I said, why don't you just have a monitor, like a TV in front of your speakers, in yeah. front of your foldbacks?
Yeah.
And he said, the trouble is, we've put a load of new songs in the set.
Oh.
He said, all the old songs I can play with my eyes closed, I can watch the game, nothing. Don't even worry about
do
it.
Do they still do new songs?
He writes a new album every 2 years.
Shut up.
Incredible.
Does he really?
How many albums do you think Iron Maiden have sold?
Okay. Well, how many studio albums?
Oh, maybe they've done about...
I mean, probably about 100,000 live albums, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, actually.
Studio albums, what, 15?
I think more than that.
Wow.
And the only reason why I know that is because, 20 years ago when we first met Steve, I went to his house, the big rock star mansion, and he said to me, you've done really well, haven't you, with the Sven song, Golden Balls. And he said, how many you sold? And I said, about 500,000. And he went, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I started looking at all these discs on the wall,
yeah.
and I said, hang on a minute, Steve. How many have you sold? And he said, well, we don't sell singles, do we? We sell albums. And I said...
Well, yeah. there was Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Yeah, there was, but it's a rarity for them. So I said, well, how many sold? And he went, well, just about 85 million.
Yeah.
Now, that's 20 years ago.
That's 20 years ago.
So they're well over 100.
I can remember Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter. I mean, because they had such a big fan base, was it late 80s?
Mm.
Went straight into number one, didn't it?
Did you really?
Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Did it?
Yeah, or on the top of
was it run? Hell. Was it run
was
to the hills?
No, that's probably
me.
Pinged,
yeah.
it
might be me. Yeah.
Don't turn it off.
That's the West Ham result. It's afterwards. Yeah. So cut a long story short. Mm. He said, "I'll try and get a shirt back for you."
Yeah.
Anyway, he didn't. So today,
he didn't.
Well, no, because there was nobody coming back off the tour to bring a shirt back.
Oh,
so today, I went in the shop at Lakeside.
Oh, you went to Lakeside,
and I bought the last Iron Maiden football shirt.
No.
I've had to pay for it.
You paid for it?
I've put it on. I've taken a photo and sent it to him. I said, listen, you owe me some money back here.
Yeah,
I've just paid,
65
quid for this.
65 quid?
Yeah.
Isn't it mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've already got one. I've actually got one.
I'm not surprised. You play for Iron Maiden's team.
But that's what I'm saying. It's my football one. And I don't want to take my football one.
You've had to buy one.
Yeah. It's actually my shirt. It's anyway. So there you go. Steve's not going to the game. So... look, we're talking about this. It's the aftermath. It's quite funny to listen
well,
to.
Well, it's the aftermath, but let's talk about you having a good time out there, no matter what.
Yeah, and we've got tickets, which is
you and your son.
There's 20,000 in the stadium.
Yes.
West Ham are only given 5,400 tickets,
yeah,
which I think is a disgrace.
It is a disgrace.
Right?
It
and
is.
We've got two of them.
Yeah.
I've got to do a gig in return.
I know you have, yeah. But, you know, as we came in, Joe, she's absolutely
big West Ham fan, yeah.
She's livid with you.
I know.
Joe does the
drive time,
yeah. She's livid.
Yeah, I know. But there again, if we lose, she won't be livid and this will all be fictitious.
Well, just yeah, okay.
John, let's come back and talk about this morning in a second, but can we just play that song that we was going to play on the last show? Because and just talk about it, because I love this song, and you chose it, and I think it's a great song.
You mean the Kane Gang,
yeah,
do you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The Kane Gang, a couple of records, and that was it, wasn't it, really?
That didn't have as many hits as us.
They certainly didn't.
You know?
But this was a great song, the Kane Gang, Closest Thing to Heaven.
They can't
Nice, isn't it?
It's lovely memories I've got of that record.
Yeah. What, was you playing a harmonica?
1984. Yeah, yeah, I was playing
a squeeze box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1984. I went into a studio up in London and did a... first time on a proper recording studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was in a mod band called the All Jacks.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I was in Babacote, my band, but also... I did a thing. Do you remember Monkey Business in?
Yeah, the music shop in Romford. In Romford,
they had a best of the bands competition.
Right.
You remember those?
Yeah, yeah.
And I did it with the All Jacks, and they didn't have a singer, so I came in and we came second, and I won best vocalist.
Did you?
Yes.
And you weren't even called Jack.
No.
What were the others called?
Jill.
Right. It's only two of you. By the way, the Cane Gang—they were a strange looking pair, weren't they?
Was they just a pair?
They was a pair of strangers. No, seriously, one of them was like a little tiny fella.
Wasn't there a bald fella?
It probably is now, but I
didn't they also do that other song, Don't Look Any Further? They did that, didn't they?
Was that the Cane Gang?
Yes.
Was it really?
I'm a dear girl, don't look any further. Yeah, that was the Cane Gang.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty much.
There
was also a cover of that later
on. That's what I was going to say. But the two of them looked very odd. We should get a picture of them in a minute.
I can't remember what they
looked. One was really tall, one was small. They looked like... And I'll tell you what it was. They looked like...
A bit like me and you.
A bit like me and you. But the two... Do you remember the two backing vocalists for Terence Trent D'Arby?
They were odd as well.
I think I do.
It was almost like it was them. One was about 5 foot and one was about 9 foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they both female or?
Both men.
Yeah. Oh, they were men?
Yeah.
In transgender?
Yeah, but you know when you're pairing someone up?
It's not usual to have two men.
Well,
for a male backing vocalist. For a male vocalist.
Yeah. You ever look at it? You look at...
Not normally have a couple of girls like George Michael and Pepsi and Shirley.
Yeah. No, the Terence Trent D'Arby had two very strange fans.
Did he?
Yeah. We'll try and get some videos up in the break.
I met Terence Trent D'Arby in Air Studios, and he was a very weird fella.
Well, we know that, don't we? Because his second album just flopped because he turned into
it.
A...
I loved
did
it.
You?
Neither Fish Nor Flesh.
Yeah.
It was called.
I think it was Prince told him to think outside the box, and he fought over the crossbar.
And he did. And unfortunately, it's only one Prince.
There's only one Prince. John, yeah. I want to discuss a little bit about what sort of happened this morning.
It's a story. That, yeah, I'll tell you what.
Let's have a little bit of this first. Go on, just have a little bit of this. And coming up on the show today.
No. She didn't start. She came on and she went, hello.
Yeah.
Josie, is it Josie?
Josie, the other one? Yeah. She had a
colour. First of all, she went, hello.
Yeah.
How are you? How are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, is that, you, I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
We're waiting for you. We're all right.
Yeah.
Why should we not be all right?
Yeah. You're then the one in trouble, love.
Well, she's not really. She is now. I'm telling you, she's in trouble after this speech.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what my thoughts were. Because I waited around for it. Because I wanted to go out and get my Iron Maiden
I watched
show.
It on ITV Plus One. Well, I was
going to go get my Iron Maiden show. And I thought, I'll hang about till 10 o'clock. See what goes on here, right?
Yeah.
And I felt that this was written by producers. This was written by everybody. She's reading an auto cue. And I said to wife. Do you know what? If it was me, I would have... said, leave the script.
Yeah,
I'm
me
going
too.
And be me.
And I've been me and talked about my friend.
Yeah.
I thought Alison Hammond last week, as much as I'm not too keen on Alison, but she was very genuine.
Genuine, that's what I'm saying.
They came out of the VT of him, you know, saying not very nice things that he felt like doing. And she was really distraught. And she was genuine.
I saw that, yeah.
This was not genuine.
It wasn't genuine. It was a bit sickly. And it was you know, like I say, it was read off of an auto cue that somebody else, I feel, had written.
If she'd have come and said,
now listen, look, we all know what's going on at the moment, right? Yeah. We've all seen the news. We all know what's going on social media and everything. Mm. But at the end of the day, I've worked with this fella for the last 15, 16
Absolutely.
Years.
And,
or whatever.
He was my mentor.
Exactly. And we were close.
Yes.
Look, whatever has happened, okay, whatever the story comes out or whatever, yes, he lied to me, he lied to everyone else here. But look, it's his life.
Yeah. And he was the Albert professional because nothing else has come out, let's face it.
Nothing else has come out. Everyone's surmising.
But the thing is, I mean, you know, you talk about your Rolf Harris's and your Jimmy Savile's.
You can't class it.
Now, what we're saying is that with those, 20, 30 people, whatever, came out.
Yeah.
But as he said, Phil Scoville, I'll give him his due, he said, I made one big mistake in my 40-year career.
Mm.
Fair enough.
The only thing I would say about that is when you start talking to a few people behind the scenes or people that you know within the sort of industry, they keep hearing is there's more to come. But at the moment, there's not. I haven't seen anything. Also,
they're scraping the bottom.
Bear in mind, this goes out on Thursday, and we're talking on Monday at the moment, so it could change by then. I know.
But I'm sure not my. Well, Holly Willoughby's going to be doing another three shows. I wonder what she might even be there.
But didn't you feel because we've had Eamon and quite a few others saying, "Listen, she's not the person you think she is," right? Okay. Now. Because she's reading that, don't you think you would have put over a more personal touch?
100%.
Rather than it's scripted, let's have a little cuddle in the end and then move on.
And also, I mean, to be fair, she was trying to fight back the tears. No, she wasn't. There was not a tear in sight. She was happy.
I know this is terrible. But you know what?
It's not a bad show.
I cry. I cry at anything. I was
yeah, I'm a cry.
Met up with my mate yesterday since I was two, and I don't see him a lot. And I started talking about when I went.
And then you get yeah. You
when
went.
I went to West Ham with him, he was 12 and I was 10. Yeah. Right? Used because he was so tall. Charlie, friend of ours, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. Right?
Yeah. And I started saying the story about when he yeah. used to take me. My dad would let me go with him because he looked about 18, Charlie. At
yeah,
the age
he was
of
only
12.
A couple of years older.
He was
than
only
you,
2 years older. But he was yeah. not, he was 9'4". And then I said, and here we are. I'm sitting next to my son. I said, and here we are.
Oh, yeah.
40 years later, and I'm going with my son. And I got choked. And I had tears in my eyes. Yeah, yeah. I cry at anything. Now, if that was me giving that speech on the telly about you.
Talking about me. Now, we all know what
I would have cried. I would have cried. I would have laughed.
But hang on a minute. I wouldn't be dead. Phil's not dead.
No, but I would have said, you know, I mean, the fact that John's not on the sofa no more means I get double money.
and there's a lot more room.
There's a lot more room on the sofa, yeah. And there's no blowing off in the gaps. But I just, you know, I just thought she could have been a bit more genuine. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're understating it there. I think she was horrible.
But how many eyes were on her? The fact that I've not gone out to get my Iron Maiden shirt, I've stayed in to 10 o'clock. Go on then, what are you going to say? But you're right, the opening line. How are you?
I mean, what?
Yeah.
The
viewers are all crying at home.
Well.
If she'd have cried, this is what I'm saying.
If she'd have cried,
I would have gone, do you know what? That's pretty bad. That's
she should have thanked him for all the years that they've been on the, for being her friend, her mentor. He taught her everything she knows. What would she be without him?
Okay, but then he's lied to her. She's saying that.
Oh,
he lied.
For God's sake.
Here's the thing.
I'm getting fed up with that, you know.
What, the lying?
I'm getting sick of people saying, he lied to me. Yeah. I am sick of it. And do you know what? Yeah. And the guests that people are having on. And I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm a big. I like GB News and Talk TV. Mm. I think they offer an alternative. But I tell you what, I think they've been disgusting the last week, both of them.
Well, having some of the people on.
I think they've been horrible. I think it's been very. I think it's been a witch hunt.
I don't think you should say that because you work for GB News.
It doesn't matter. I'll tell them to their faces. No, it's not there. Certain presenters have been not very nice.
But there again, there's certain presenters who have got a view about him. They probably say, even if he was off air,
yeah,
they would
that.
Say, do you know what? Okay, I spoke to somebody yesterday. I'm not going to say this actually.
Go on. But you're not going
to
say it?
No. I spoke to someone. I was at an event and it's quite well documented. I think it was in the mail yesterday. And I sang at somebody's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
But there
yeah.
was somebody else at that who said to me, I've done that show a few times. And I said, well, we have. I said, we've done this morning, but we did it with Firm Britain.
Yes, it was lovely.
And John Leslie, it was lovely.
Both lovely.
And this person said, well, do you know what? I never got a feeling about Phil, because in the gaps, when it goes to an advert, any other host has a chat with you and say, how you doing? So, what you know, whatever.
Yeah, he didn't.
Every time this person done that show, he just started talking about something else. And yeah,
it's weird, isn't
it? It's a bit of a fine line.
Well, the thing is, as you know, I had a personal experience with Phil. We won't talk about that, don't we? Because I wasn't going live in 1988.
And how was he then?
He was that right, absolutely that you, lovely. What?
You had a
don't start.
Did you have a relationship with Gordon the Gopher? Was you in the broom cupboard?
I was in the puppet. Yeah, he's in the, no, anyway.
So that was going
so,
live.
So going live. Mm. So we did, Babaco did go in live, the band I was in. Mm. And you remember watching it. Mm. You watched it. And my mum and dad were there.
Yeah.
They came along.
So this is his first TV show, right?
No, he was the golden boy of TV at that time. He was going live. He was thinking
about it. Because he went off for a long while, didn't he? Because Ant and Dec took over Alive and Kicking.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Well, they did?
No, they didn't.
Didn't they?
No.
Well, what did they do?
They did CMTV on ITV. Alive and Kicking was BBC One.
Which is, who hosted that?
Alive and Kicking?
Yeah.
Philip Schofield.
So he went on from going live, hosting,
then it became Alive and Kicking, which he also hosted.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
And he was the top boy.
Yeah.
And afterwards in the green room, I'm sitting there and his mum and dad had got friendly with my mum and dad.
What, Phil's mum and dad?
Yeah, because they were talking all the way through because when we were on, they were in the green room with Phil's mum and dad. And so we're in the green room. Phil's come over and my mum and dad are chatting away. And I said to Philip Schofield, I forgot I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I said, I don't know about you, but I'm in Paris really all the time. My mum and dad come and see everything.
Mm.
And he kind of looked at me in a little bit of shock. And he went, oh, no, he said, don't ever be embarrassed about your mum and dad being there. He said, because we're not going to have them forever.
Oh.
And he said, they're very proud of us. He said, no, don't be like that.
That's nice.
He was really nice. Mm. And then as we left, he kicked me in. No. As we left.
He said, your mum and dad are a nightmare. They won't stop talking. Why don't they give it a rest? No. He went, invite them here again. Otherwise, I put gold in the gopher on them.
He said, you see that runner over there? Yeah. I'm just going to take him out for dinner. No, yeah. He said, as he reiterated again, he said, nice to meet you. He said, please, don't forget. Don't be ashamed of me.
Really?
Dad. And those words rang. So you've got a nice experience. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
He was really nice.
Well, then, here's the thing.
Go on.
And I've said this to you before. Whenever we've done TV shows, we're there for the guest. And sometimes you do think, well, wait a minute, I'm the star. The reason why I'm on here is because I'm just having a hit record or we've got a bit of notoriety.
Yes.
However, the presenters are there to present you. You're the star of it.
However,
these presenters are much more famous than most of the people that go on the show because they're on TV every single day. They're much more recognisable.
Absolutely.
So I bet that there's a situation where they think, why have I got to be nice to you?
I'm
bigger than you.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you know what? You're right. But
it's true, isn't it? I mean, you think about it. Yeah. Lorraine Kelly, when we did Lorraine Kelly's show.
She was a bit cold.
I thought she was. You know what she did?
What?
She asked for a photo with us.
She did, yes,
right?
She did. Yeah.
She asked for a photo with us, and then I thought, well, that's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I find out she asked for a photo with every single guest.
Oh, of course she does.
Just in case they get really big.
But I don't think she liked us very much.
Well, you kept up making jokes, didn't you? When she said, I mean, it's well documented, it's on YouTube, and when Lorraine Kelly says about Sven-Göran Eriksson, so what does the big man think about it? And I said, well, apparently he's very flattered. And you said, that's because he got hit by a juggernaut. And I said, no, I said flattered, not flattened. And she didn't get the joke.
No,
she weren't with it.
You know? I did some good gags.
You did some great gags.
Wasn't there not the one about Bob the Builder?
That was with Kay Burley, wasn't it?
No, that was with Bob the Builder. Was with
Sky Sports News. Yeah, that was one of your best lines. He said, "That's right, you're 2-1 on Reuters to knock Bob the Builder off a number one."
Yeah,
and he said, "What do you think about that?" And then you said,
"I've got a big
You said to the fella, he went, "You said, yeah." He said, "I've got the amp about that. Really, it's a shame, really, because he built my conservatory."
It was quick. I'll never forget when we went from Sky News through to Sky Sports News, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we were sitting, and I was sitting right next to the fellow who was doing the presenting, and he was talking to me normally. And it was the first time that I realised somebody puts on a TV voice.
Yeah,
we're not. We talk like this anyway. Mm. But he really did.
Mm.
And I hadn't, I don't know, and he was talking. He was saying to me, so your record's doing well then? Yeah, that's good. And then the red light came on and he went, hi, you're watching Sky's News. What's happening there?
It's like my mum, though, isn't it? It's like Betty Bell. My mum used to have a phone voice. She had a phone voice. I told you that before.
Voice.
We'd be screaming and shouting, get out. I'm going to smash your head. And then the phone rings. Oh, hello, Sheila. How are you? Your Martin's just leaving.
Ah, she was brilliant. she was fantastic.
Someone told me a funny story yesterday about my mum. So good friends of ours. We were just talking about Charlie and Nina.
Yeah.
This Nina, this is 35, 40 years ago. 35 years ago.
Yeah.
And she said, first time I met your mum. She said, I'm on my first date with Charlie. Mm. She said, and Charlie said, we're going to go around Belle's house. And we just got dropped something off. I said, come in and meet me mum.
Yeah.
Like, my mum was 5 foot. big Elton John glasses.
Yeah.
And she's sitting on the sofa and she came... We walked in.
Didn't pull her punches either.
No, this is how Nina described it yesterday. She said, and we walked in. They're telling my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And we walked in and said, oh, this is Betty Bell, because I called her Betty Bell.
Betty Belloid.
I said, this is Betty Bell. This is Charlie. You know Charlie. I said, this is Charlie's new girlfriend, Nina. Yeah. And she went, oh, hello, Nina. That's nice to meet you. And I went, that's enough of that, Mum. And I picked her up by her ankles, right? Dragged her off the sofa and dragged her around the room on her back.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I used to do it every time. She'd go, Martin, stop it, stop it, stop it. And I'd drag her around on her back. Like, but she was only 5 foot. Yeah. She was 5 foot. Oh, she loved it.
She loved it. I'll never forget.
Used to take her to the circus.
I'll never, because you know, my dad was Jewish. My mum's Christian. Mm. So, but your mum, I think, Betty, thought I was fully Jewish at one point.
Yeah.
And we were in, I think we were in Spain. I think we were in, when we did a gig in Spain.
Yeah.
And we were there.
In Marbella.
And we went and had a meal. Do you remember this?
Yeah,
and I was sat next to her.
Yeah.
And I had some bacon, egg and bacon. And your mum, Betty, turned around to me and she said, John, you can't have bacon. I said, what are you talking about, Betty? She said, no, John, no. No, have something else. I said, I'm all right, I love bacon.
Yeah.
She said, well, no, you're Jewish. You can't have bacon.
So got a gig on a Friday. No, you get Sabbath. What are you doing out on a Friday?
I absolutely adored that woman.
Yeah.
I used to say,
I mean, because we grew up with quite a lot of Jewish friends, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I used to say my mum was like Maureen Lipman.
Yeah,
she was like that, wasn't she?
She was. In fact, you'd say she was Jewish.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
I did. Yeah. Well, I used to say she is Jewish. You know?
She looked a bit Jewish, didn't she? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was actually. I've only found out recently. Well, no, my mum used to say about it, but apparently my great grandfather, they were Sicilian.
Oh, okay.
Right, so you've got that sort of look, haven't you? You know?
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And they sort of. She said that my great grandfather didn't even speak English. To be fair, most of our family could speak English, if I'm honest. Lucky if you got to string a sentence out of it. But yeah, it's quite sweet. I'm going to do one of those family tree things and find out.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, because listen, I might be a gangster.
Well, you might be.
From Sicily.
Yeah.
I'm going to get over there and people start...
So is that maybe that's where you've got the old bit of an oily skin, haven't you, a little bit?
Have
you're
I?
Not,
what are you talking about?
Well, you're not... You know,
you haven't got spots?
Well, you're not, you go a good colour, didn't you?
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Well, you're not pasty white.
Oh, my mum went a lovely colour.
She did?
Yeah, beautiful colour.
You're not a pasty white, are you?
No. Well, I have a spray tan, don't I?
You do.
I thought I have a spray tan before I go away now.
Is that why you've...
No, this is not a spray tan. This is... We've had a couple of good days of weather, haven't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it get cold at night, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't mind that, though.
I'll get in the hot tub. Get in a hot tub at night, warms yourself up. Should we have a record?
Yeah, what we got?
No, I want to play Grace Jones.
Oh, you want to do that?
You pick this one, but I.
Oh, it's
great.
There
wasn't a lot of good stuff that she did, I don't think, but this.
Well,
she did.
There was that one album that she did with The Master.
Yeah.
With Trevor Horn. And I would like to have played the 12 inch version of this because.
Oh, wouldn't we all?
But it's a great record.
Stop it.
Stop the action. Keep it up, keep it up.
Alan Sperling. All right, everybody. It's Alan Sperling.
Alan Sperling.
Leave it out, Grace.
Right. It's a good record.
Good record. Great production.
Thanks, Grace.
Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Oh, hang on a minute, then.
Go on.
I just thought.
What?
Pull up to the bumper, baby.
That's what I was going to say. Well, that was on one of the albums.
Live a long black limousine.
It's a great record.
Great song. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's only two, isn't it?
There is two, yeah.
And then she
What's
went,
the same as
and
that?
Then she went berserk.
Yeah, she was completely
She's
mad.
Been berserk for a long time.
Still with us, though.
Oh, could you?
Yeah. Still with us.
She hit Russell Arty. Do you remember that? She hit him
yeah,
with her bag.
Yeah.
Mind you, he was being a bit
was
rude
he?
To her. Well, yeah, he was like, he wouldn't get away with what he did today.
Greatest interviewers, then? Sort of Parkinson?
That's Parky all the way.
Let's people talk.
Parky was the governor.
Just gives you a lead.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Better than Wogan?
Wogan was pretty good, too, I thought. Mm. Didn't get them as much credit, but I think he was not as good as Parky.
Michael Aspel?
Oh, he's good.
Mm.
A little bit boring, though, wasn't
it? I always felt with Aspel, he weren't listening to you.
Aspel and Co, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he wasn't listening.
No, he was a little bit sarcastic.
Yeah, exactly. So he'd entice you into a story
yeah.
and he's looking at his notes, which is,
yeah,
you know.
Clive Anderson.
I mean, you've done that a few times.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a radio show. We used to have a producer where a lot of the questions would come up on the screen in between us, right?
Yeah.
And then I would say, I'll take 1 and 3.
That's right.
And you take 2 and 4.
That's
and
right.
I'll take 5. And we'd sort of pre-planned.
Yeah.
And we'd have a good guest on. I don't know who it was, like an ex-footballer or something. I'm asked a question. And you're not really listening to me.
And I ask the same
He's given the answer. And you go. So I go, what's the greatest goal you've ever scored then, Darren Anderton? And then Darren, I go, well, it was against Southampton. I put the ball over the top. Yeah. And John, what did you want to ask? Well, listen, you know, you scored a lot of goals. What's the greatest goal you've ever scored?
I did that a few
times.
Well,
I just told Bell.
I know, I did that a few times, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Because my lack of knowledge of sport. And I'll give Kelvin McKenzie his due. I mean, he sacked me in the end, but I'll give him his due. He was quite right.
Yeah.
Because he pulled me over one day and he said, you work on a sports station. You don't know anything about sport.
Well, we changed
I couldn't really
a lot.
Argue.
No, but we changed it a lot to make it funny, didn't we?
Well, so. No, but we were also current affairs. Yeah. But I didn't know my sport, and especially things like golf. And I remember our mutual friend Bradley Curtis.
So explaining this, we used to do a radio show, which was a spin-off of Talk Sport.
Yes, it was called Love Sport.
And it was Kelvin McKenzie, who used to own Talk Sport. He sold it.
Yeah.
And then we all know him as the editor of The Sun for 12 years.
Yeah.
But we were on there for a couple of years, and it was great. But it was a battle, wasn't it?
It was a battle. You know. Well, it was a battle because I didn't know about sport.
What you're talking about, yeah.
Anyway, it was one day, I remember, because our friend Bradley, he had the right on with me, because it was when he made a comeback. What's his name, you know?
Tiger Woods.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
And I said something really stupid. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Of course, Bradley is an even bigger golf fan than
you are. Huge.
Yeah. And he pulled me over the coals. He said, "What did you say this morning about?" Yeah. He said, "I was shouted at the." I said something about it. I can't remember.
He's probably like he's made a double bogey on the seventh, and you probably said, you know, I was.
But he'd made a comeback, and I said, "Oh, did you think it's something derogatory about him?" But I got kicked off of there very quickly.
Yeah,
and then it went under.
And then it went under. Well, it went under with COVID. A lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another conversation that, you know, there is a lot of stuff going on about COVID now as to what happened.
Always said
look,
it.
I mean, at the end of the day, we had no income at all from music, from broadcasting.
About the entertainment industry. Oh my goodness, man!
So for 18 months to almost 2 years,
it was horrible. Yeah.
The worst. And the worst part about it for people that like us that are entertainers.
Yeah.
Yes, the money was a shocker to not have any income.
Yeah.
But was to not be out there entertaining.
Yeah.
When you've done that all your life. Not
of
have
course.
That, you know, that just that.
Well, you do a lot more live work now than I do, don't you? But
I don't get depressed that easy, do I? But one night.
But you was depressed.
I was so bad. I went to. I was having a panic attack and I went to Whipps Cross.
Yeah.
I went in there and I actually thought it was closed.
Oh, do you?
Right? I said, God, sorry, 11:30 at night. This is how stupid it was. Mm. My wife has had to drop me off.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in a terrible state.
Yeah.
And I never get in a terrible state.
What kind of state was you in? Couldn't breathe properly and all that.
Because
I used to be the king of panic attacks.
Panic attacks on aeroplanes normally.
Well, no, yeah.
I mean, but you were the pilot, so it was.
Well, exactly. It wasn't very. It wasn't very wise.
No. No, I don't know. I just had enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I just had enough of the rubbish that we were going through.
Yeah.
And it's
mental health. Well, we didn't know about mental health years ago, did we?
It's a strange.
We just thought someone was a bit odd.
But it's a strange old terminology, that, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah, I believe so.
I don't want to be labelled with anything. Oh, we've got mental health. No, I was just upset.
Well, that's why
I weren't working.
It's old school, isn't it? I mean, you know, you got over it.
I got over it.
I think we're a bit too namby pamby now. Aren't
this
we?
Is how mad it was. I go to Whipps Cross.
Yeah.
Out of 11, my wife drops me off.
Yes.
And I think. Hang on a minute. This is a place that you normally got a 4-hour wait. You know, you break your arm or something,
you've got
a cut finger or something, you need stitches.
Yeah.
I go there and I'm going, hello. Hello.
No one in there.
There's no one about.
No one about.
I mean, when I say ghost town,
well,
I'm saying.
Because it was COVID, that's
it. Was COVID. No one was there. So someone comes to the window and goes, hello. And I go, hello. And I go.
Did they have a mask on?
Yeah, everyone had a mask on. Everyone had.
So you mean
hello? And the security camera said, "What do you want?" I said, "I'm not well."
Yeah.
Something. And they said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "I don't know. I think that I'm having a heart attack. I feel, you know, I was just in a bit of a state."
That's panic attack.
For me to go anyway. Yeah. So we finally get in there.
Yeah.
And the woman does checks my heart and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything was pretty much fine.
Mm.
She said, "Actually, your blood pressure's a bit low." If anything, I said, well, I'm a bit low, love. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then she said, well, I'll tell you what, I think you might need some antidepressants. I went, hang on a minute.
No. Don't want to start with
I mean, Betty Bell was on antidepressants.
Yeah, you don't want to start that. You
know, that's why I used to drag her around the room to stoke her up a little bit, drag her by her ankles.
That's
once you start on that, the Prozac and all that. So I said, no, I'm not having that. I'm not having that. I said, listen, I need a bit of work, love. You know, if you've got anything.
Yeah.
I'll come and sing for you.
Yeah, I'll sing for you.
And do you know what?
I changed the beds.
Do you know what it was? I ended up chatting to her. And I was chatting for about half hour. And I felt so much better. It was just about
going
and chatting with someone. It was almost like me entertaining her.
Yeah.
She said, what do you do for a living?
Yeah,
I said, I'm a singer.
Yeah, you started telling her.
And she said...
And all of a sudden?
Yeah. And I felt...
It's true.
I felt good. And I had to phone wife. Wife come back about... I'll tell you what,
Why did she stay with you?
She weren't allowed to.
Oh, of course.
She wasn't allowed to come in with me. That could have been the last time she ever saw me.
Yeah, of course.
I could have gone in there and...
Yeah.
Bing, bong, boo, I'm off.
And that's shocking what they did.
Terrible.
I mean, my friend's dad died during COVID.
Mm.
And for 2 weeks, he didn't see him.
No.
And then he died on his own. And
it's awful.
It was really, you know...
It's terrible.
Yeah. It was awful. And then the funeral was unbelievable. I mean...
Shocking. Yeah.
It was shocking. We all had to stand outside. Mm. It was a Jewish funeral. Mm. So... We all had to stand outside, and
why is that different then? Why?
Because
I've been to Jewish funerals. We've done a stand
outside. Jewish funerals were a little bit. Let's say
do the shiva. You have the shiva for a couple of days.
No, that's afterwards.
Oh, I thought it was before.
No.
Well, that's where I've been going wrong.
Don't forget.
always go before.
It's a terrible subject. What are you doing here?
Yeah. You turned up a bit early.
But
he's not gone yet.
Now my dad was Jewish, but he got buried on neutral.
That's right, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, without a religion.
Mm.
So my mum can go next to him.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, but normally you die. You're buried in 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. Yeah,
bosh.
Yeah. So what you're saying because that couldn't happen.
No, that couldn't happen.
Mm.
And it was raining. It was pouring the rain.
Yeah.
It's just a terrible. They had to do all the speeches outside, you know.
And then you find out.
And then the shiv app was online.
Oh, yeah. No, well,
horrible.
I watched two. Oh, I won't go into it.
No, it's just terrible.
It's a terrible cop. But, I mean, getting back to the situation was that I sort of went in there and I come out and I thought, I've had a good conversation with somebody
better.
That I don't know. It was almost like a bit of therapy.
Yeah.
And you can say about this, about mental health and people. I think it's very easy for people, I'm suffering from mental health.
Yeah.
You're a bit
down
today, love.
Do you ever get
to situations where you go, this, like for me, okay, me and you doing the gig for the World Cup, we're sitting in Dubai.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there and we're looking at them. You know, we suddenly go, it don't get better than this, right?
Great.
Okay, if you can get that two or three...
And then the next day I got COVID.
And then you got COVID the next time, right? But if you can get that 2 or 3 times a year...
Yeah.
And you feel good about yourself, right? Everything else is just bills.
Yeah.
Everything is annoying.
It's all about moments and it's about... Do you know what memory I've got? I've got a memory of me and you with our mate Andy Miller.
Right.
And we're sitting on the beach...
In my bay.
What beach was it?
Estepona. Yeah.
No.
Oh, Sharkies.
Right? That was one of the...
We used to do a gig there on a Sunday, yeah.
And we used to do that, and they were fantastic days. The best ever. Mm. And I remember me sitting there, you sitting opposite me, Andy Miller sitting there, and Andy Miller's looked at you, and he looked at me and went, This is unbelievable.
Yeah,
and you said, yeah, remember it.
Yeah.
And I still do.
Yeah.
Same as Top of the Pops. When we did Top of the Pops,
mm.
I was in the middle of going, running around, and you went, whoa, there's some.
Yeah.
Look around you. Take it in.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Just soak it up, yeah.
And you said, take it in, because this don't happen all,
it don't happen
all
too
the
many
time.
Times, yeah.
And I did take it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've still got it.
Still got it. Well, no, it's true. It's true.
Do
you know who taught me that?
Go on.
Teddy Sheringham.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely right.
Because Euro 96, he told me the story, they walked out against Germany.
Yeah.
And he said to Darren Anderson,
Now,
we call him Shaggy. Everyone
Shaggy,
calls him
Shaggy, that's right, okay? Yeah, Shaggy.
And he said,
yeah.
Shaggy, have a look at this.
Yeah.
He went, take this in and just feel it.
Mm.
He said, because it won't happen
again. Yeah.
Right? And that's what he always told me that story.
1999.
96, that was 96.
Oh, Euro. I'm talking about when they did the treble.
that was Man United, Munich. Yeah, but you weren't with Darren Anderton then, because Darren Anderton played for your team, Spurs.
So I'm good at sport.
Good at sport, weren't you? Nutcase. But no, I learned that from him.
That was Spurs, yeah.
And that's why I told it to you, and I said, listen, have a look around.
Yeah, yeah.
There was Will Young, David Bowie.
Yeah.
Shakira.
Yeah.
Right said Fred
was in the next room.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Anyway.
There you go. Should we play another little song?
Yeah, come on. What have we got there? Do the police one.
No, I'll tell you what. We've been talking about very unhappy stuff.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Happy Mondays. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just a...
That's a great record, isn't
it? I mean, they make you laugh every time you...
It's the only Happy Mondays record I liked.
Is it?
Well, what was the other one?
Is the backing vocalist Rowetta?
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Come on, let's have a little bit of this. Makes you happy. Yeah? Not got a whip cross
tonight.
It's
a great whip.
Makes me happy, that.
Well, it's Happy Monday. It's Monday today.
Did have a,
it's
did,
not on Thursday.
Had a bit of a funny night with him, by the way.
I remember. Sean, at,
was it? The Sean, MTV Awards.
Yeah, yeah. I remember he was. Yeah. He was, well, in the days of him drinking, wasn't
he? Drinking, bounce off the walls.
MTV Awards, right?
It was MTV Awards, yeah. And he sort of.
Is that when Robbie Williams hosted?
Yes, I think he did. Yeah, he sang with Tom Jones that night, I think.
Yeah, and with Kylie Minogue.
Oh, Kylie, yeah.
And it's when he had blonde hair.
Oh, I can't remember what yeah. hair he had.
Yeah.
But
he was in the middle of changing from Take That to.
Yeah, yeah, he was quite a big star there. And then he ended up, Sean Ryder, with us. He had a crew neck jumper on.
Yeah.
Right? Crew neck jumper. He looked like he was going to school.
Yeah.
And he was bouncing off the walls and he was sweating like a pig. And you just go, what a state. But you know what? He was hilarious. Very funny.
You can't help but like him.
No, he's likable. Britain's Got Talent. John, just talk me through Britain's Got Talent because we've only got a few more minutes. But
I'll be
do you know
honest,
what?
I didn't watch it.
I hate the show.
Me too.
Hate it.
I only caught. Because I was over my sister's, it was her 63rd birthday.
Oh, yeah. I saw that
yesterday.
Yeah. Looks well for it, your sister.
She does. She does look well, yeah. Because
yeah,
I regularly, you know,
yeah.
punch her.
Yeah.
No, she's 63, bless her. And, yeah, it was nice with the family. And, yeah, so they watched that. And
I can't watch it. I
mean, it's awful.
I mean, I did. I'd watched a little bit to see how painful the whole charade of the judges. It's just panto, the whole thing. And even Simon Cowell just turned into a wet weekend, didn't he?
Yeah, but what does he look like?
But that's
what has he done to his face?
Yeah, but John,
what's he done?
What's happened to Mr. Horrible?
Oh,
I liked him when he was horrible.
Yeah, but he needed the money then.
Yeah, but now it's just
now
everyone. He just
money.
Thinks everyone's brilliant.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
Alicia, she. No. It's just a
and
big
Bruno. Bruno Tully Tully
Tully. He's just a disgustoid. Do you remember I used to say that all the time? No, seriously, I don't know where the talent's coming from there. There's no talent.
There
so we've got Britain's Got Talent. And I just, it's an array of just dropping people in to fill a box of, you know, oh, we'll have a magician.
Yeah.
We'll have a this and that.
Well, the guy who won it, I didn't look him
he
up.
He got booed, didn't he?
He did get booed at the end.
Got booed.
Well, it was a joke. I mean, his act really was a joke. It was entertaining. And he got the audience. I mean, really and truthfully, the audience did most of the work.
By
reacting and...
It just looked like a nothing.
It was a nothing act.
What's great about him? You said that the Chinese fellow was
Japanese, good. I think he was.
Okay, he just wears his pants, right? What was
I don't know, but it was mad. It was absolutely... That was... I thought might have won it.
Right.
But no.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the people that have won it in the past. Paul Potts. I'm talking about people that have won it that you sort of know their names. Because I don't even watch it.
No.
I just know that guy's name.
Paul Potts.
So he was an opera singer, right?
Okay. He was an opera singer. They had a film about him, didn't
and
they?
And then Susan Boyle.
Yep, Susan Boyle.
Apparently, she's just had a stroke, I think.
Yes,
so we
hope she's all right.
Yeah. And then Diversity. So we've got two singers and a dance troupe.
Yes.
And obviously, Diversity have had a very good career out of it.
They had a good career.
They reinvented
themselves
quite well, really.
Yeah, we saw them at the petrol at the services.
Service station.
Services the other
week. We were coming home from doing the Farage show and we stopped
That's
for the
right.
services.
And there he was.
No, but we got a burger, didn't we?
And he didn't,
because it was half past 12 at night.
No,
and we got
no,
the
no,
last
it wasn't.
Two.
It was 10 o'clock.
Was it really?
Yes. We would do Farage at 8.
Yeah.
We're on the road at half 8.
Where
so
was we coming back from? Bolton. We was coming back from Bolton.
I think it was Bolton.
We wouldn't have been there at 10. Anyway, don't worry about it.
sorry about that, folks.
But, all I'm saying is, the singers, we've only got a couple of singers that have made it. Nobody makes it out of it like as a magician or anything like that,
No,
do
magicians
they?
Do. Yeah,
do they?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, quite a few have made it.
But you don't
it,
get like somebody going, that's magic.
Now that's magic.
Not like Paul
Dennis.
Good joke.
Yeah. You can't tell the joke, but it's
joke.
A great joke.
I feel a bit bad, John, because we've run out of time.
Oh, how many records we played? Two?
I don't think so. We play more records.
Stop rabbiting, do we? Okay.
This,
well, it's been a good show.
As we said, this is a pre-record.
So we've done this Monday.
Because I'm off to Prague.
We've done this Monday, so hopefully, I'm saying, congratulations, West Ham.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great?
Yeah, wouldn't it be great?
I've got my West Ham Iron Maiden shirt.
I'll tell you what, this might be a good omen for them.
Good night, God bless. You've been listening to Bell and Sperling on Phoenix FM. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Shout out.